Fred Film Radio.
Festival del cinema europeo di Lecce, Italia.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the European Film Festival in Lecce. Today I'm honored to finally meet in person Marion Doring, director of the European Film Academy. So Marion, welcome on Fred. Welcome back on Fred.
Thank you very much. My second time here and in Lecce, not on... Yes, also my second time on Fred, because I had an interview some years ago about the Young Audience Award.
And we're partnered with the Young Audience Award and we hope to continue working with you. So Marion, you're here obviously as a member European Film Academy, but first of all as a president of the jury for the main competition. So how did you accept this proposal from Alberto La Monica, and how is it going so far?
It's going very well. He had invited me already before, but I couldn't make it, so I was really happy that this year it works out. And we are a Cinque Donne jury, which is really nice. We have seen a number of films already, but of course we don't talk about the films. This is a rule when you're in a jury that you don't comment the films that you see.
Yesterday, as a member of European Film Academy, you supported Oleg Sentsov's so to try to let people not forget what is happening. So I wanted to ask you something that I already asked Agnieszka. Do you think that it is your duty as filmmakers or representatives of European cinema to actually support these causes and do something, even if these are political, you know, matters?
Yes, of course, because one of the, let's say, most valuable duties that a European Film Academy has, which represents also the European the community of European filmmakers, is to protect the freedom of speech and the freedom of artistic expression. And if someone is bereaved of his freedom, like Oleg Sentsov is, the Academy sees it as a very important task to intervene and to raise the voice and to attract also attention to the case. Because if people don't know about it, then a director like him, or there are others in the same situation, will be quickly forgotten. And we have to make sure that one day he will be free, or as soon as possible he will be free, and that he can work again as a filmmaker. And we need to protect this freedom all over Europe, not only in Europe, also in the world.
And since we're also obviously talking about politics, what do you think that is the role of European cinema in general in this moment?
In this moment, I think that the European films are the best ambassadors to tell about other cultures, other mentalities, other ways of living. I think if we make sure that as many people as possible watch European films, we can be sure that the tolerance and the openness and the curiosity also about everything which is different than you are yourself will be maintained. And this is the guarantee if we want to live together in peace. And therefore, we have to do everything to let our films seen by many, many people. And that's also one of the important tasks of the European Film Academy.
And let's talk about the youngest part of the European Film Academy, which are the Young Audience Awards. Today, how many countries are taking part this year? 31?
Yes, there are 31. We started some years ago with only 6, and now 31. And in some countries, there are even several cities. So we have 31 countries and 37 cities participating, which is great. And it's also a proof that the passion that you witness, that the kids, it's not, they are not kids, they are youngsters, they are teenagers, but the passion that these teenagers develop when they are watching the films, discussing the films, and finally also voting for their favorite film. You can't really feel optimistic about the future of European cinemas. There is an audience for European films. You just have to bring the films and the people together, and this is a problem in many, many areas. In many countries where there are not enough cinemas anymore, but also in other parts where kids don't have a chance to see European films because they only get to see American blockbusters. It's okay to watch American blockbusters, why not? It's fun, so why shouldn't you see it? But we have to make sure that they also have access to European films. And this Young Audience Film Day really proves that there are, first of all, there are good films for this audience, and there is an audience which is really hungry to see these films.
I remember that you said in the last interview you gave us, you said that you didn't expect the students to award the most the strongest and hardest film among the three finalists, and then but they identified with the topics of the film and the themes, because that's what they're experiencing every day, and their life is tough.
Yeah, that was Regret, Dutch film. Mm-hmm. And this film talked about bullying in school, and they all, from really from London to Tbilisi in Georgia, the kids said, this is really the film that tells about our situation nowadays, and we want our teachers and our parents to see the film, because they don't take seriously what we are going through every day.
What do you think about the finalists of this year?
I think they are a great choice. First of all, we have three different genres. We have an animation film, we have a feature film, and we have a documentary. So that's the first time we have the three genres represented. And I think they're all three really strong films for a young audience. So we are really curious to see which one will in the end take the trophy.
We're always working, we're always trying to develop an audience, not to form an audience, to educate the audience. Do you think that is important to spread European cinema, but also to build a conscience, a more aware conscience of what is happening around us, have a stronger sense of the social situation, the political situation?
Yeah, I think so, because also it's for, you know, to read a book takes a lot of time. Watching a film takes usually 1.5 hours, sometimes more. So in these 1.5 hours, you really enter deep into another society, and you get very close to the characters, and closer than in real life. When you travel, also you cannot knock at somebody's door and say, "Please, can I come in and see how you live and what you are scared of and what you hope and what you don't want or what you are suffering from?" You can't ask this. This is transgressing a border of intimacy, which doesn't allow it. But in films, this is happening, and so you get very close to these subjects in our lives, which are also our subjects in our personal lives, and therefore films are so really the best medium to access these other worlds or other universes. And but the thing is, I mean, there are wonderful films, but people don't know about them, or they don't have access to them because they're not shown in the cinemas anymore, or because there are no cinemas anymore in many parts Europe also. So we have a big challenge here, and we have to work together. It's not only the Academy, our European Film Academy, but it's you, for example, also you have to promote, and the media have to help promote, and the cinemas have to work together with us. So it's a big joint venture. And
can we do more?
Well, I think that's very difficult, because we also need public support to it. We need to educate. I think education is really, really important. Education of the young generation is important, because they will understand that there are other films to be seen than the ones they already see. And we can experience this every year with the audience of the Young Audience Film Day. And when we ask the jury speakers in each city, there are two jury speakers, and they are from the audience, so they are 12 to 14 years old. And when we ask them, what are the films that you normally watch, the answer is always American blockbusters, action movies, and horror movies. But then they come to this day, and that suddenly they enter a completely different film culture, and they understand it's not boring. It is really interesting, and it's also fun. So we have to offer many such opportunities to the young audiences.
Marion, it was really an honor and a pleasure to talk to you, and hope to meet you soon, and let's hope to work together in so many initiatives so far.
Thank you so much, and let's work together, yeah, because we need each other.
I agree. And this is Chiara Nicoletti from European Film Festival in Lecce for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.